My name is Vicky Garnier from France, and I'm here in the name of the European Youth Parliament. According to the study made by Jeff this morning, the first word coming to mind concerning the strength of being a journalist is the word truth. But what is truth, especially in the context of content creation, a domain that is so free in terms of formats, of choices, of angles, of way of wording ideas? Those truths really exist in journalism? Objectivity, veracity, neutrality, are they real and possible things to achieve and to reach? Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Vicky. What's your name?
I'm Elodie.
Okay, nice to meet you. I have a couple of questions for you concerning journalism and biases. So the first one will be, do you take as granted and do you have a full trust in journalists' informations?
I generally do, yeah. I believe that they, most of the time, they know what they're talking about. They're very involved in the topic and they do thorough research. So I do trust them usually, yeah.
The way I see like journalists and perceiving media is that I don't trust one media source. I just look at different media sources and then I compare them to each other and then I just form my own opinion. So I don't just read and think, oh, I think, okay, that is right. So no, I don't really trust them.
Okay, 100%. Perfect. Do you pay attention to the sources of an article that you read? For example, the type, the context, who wrote it, what position of the media is?
I try, but sometimes I'm a bit lazy. So it's when I suspect that there might be something like fake news, or I feel like this might not be true, I do research it more. But if I feel like it's trustworthy, then I just kind of go with it, even though I know I should be researching more. But
I try to look where the media is coming from, so the source indeed, and based on that, I form my own opinion, as I said, and the ideology. Yeah, I think there's always an ideology behind something that they're writing, because everybody has their own opinion. It can be just like neutral. So yeah, I just try to form my own opinion and relate to their ideology or not.
Okay, thank you. And last question, do you believe in journalists' neutrality? And if not, why do you think that the first word to describe journalist life was truth?
Well, I'm from Finland, so we very much like trust the government media and like the reporters and the newspapers. So in general, I would say, yeah, especially Finnish journalists, because it's what I'm familiar with. So those I do trust. But with more complex issues, I do like to look at it from different point of views.
I think the base of like a journalist is to get like neutral information and spread it around the world. But I also think that some journalists are just like manipulating their media to be bigger or cooler or better than the other ones, just to get the attention of the viewer or the reader. So I want to believe in the neutrality, but I don't know if it's 100% reality.
So according to what we heard from the interviewees is that yes, of course, journalism has the deontology aspect of the profession that ensure that there were a reliable process of searching the information. But let's not forget that everyone has its own truth and that even media can also be orientated, because the fact of even choosing an angle of a subject rather than another is already a bias, a choice, which impacts the truthness of the information. Of course, this doesn't mean that we shouldn't trust journalists, because they are the only remaining information guardians in democracies and European democracies, but that we shall not forget to take into account the fact that each information is ideologically situated and that the journalistic neutrality doesn't exist.